are unsung heroes. Hello everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Our Unsung Heroes. I am Pauline Ann Opeña, a Bachelor of Arts in Communication student under the College of Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences.
Hi listeners, I'm John Paolo Soriano from Bachelor of Science of Biology, College of Science of Pamantasan ng Lungsod ng Maynila, and an aspiring medical student in the future.
Well, it seems that we will make a good team here. Let's start. I and my partner JP decided to choose the most acclaimed movie of Vilma Santos entitled Anak to be the subject of our examination of feminism theory on the Filipino popular culture.
I am excited to start the discussion, but let's first have a brief introduction of the Philippine popular culture and why the film Anak is considered as such.
That's a good point. Alright, to begin with, popular culture is the set of practices, beliefs, and objects that embody the most broadly shared meanings of a social system. The most common popular culture categories are entertainment, which includes film, music, TV, video games, sports news, politics, fashion, and technology. The film Anak is considered one of the cultural products of the Filipino popular culture that became popular and was consumed by the majority of our society. The film has mass accessibility appeal aside from the fact it was fully acclaimed by many awarding bodies. There was a particular dialogue between Vilma Santos and Cherry Pie Picache in the movie that we want our audience to take note, because those lines were one of the best scenes in the film where feminism theory was tackled. Let's listen to it.
Bakit ganun? Ang lalaki kapag binigyan niya ang pamilya niya ng pagkain, damit, bahay, tapos napag-aral niya yung mga anak niya, hanggang sasabihin ng mga tao, mahusay siyang ama. Pero kapag babae ka, kahit ibinigay mo na ang lahat ng iyo sa mga anak mo, kasama pa pati puso mo, pati kaluluwa mo, parang hindi pa rin sapat na tawagin kang mabuting ina.
It is clear that there is discrimination in women engaging the effort provided to the family.
Yes, JP. This unfair treatment of the society in looking at the sex of the parent who's working for the family is coming from the patriarchal tradition that runs in our culture. In the early times, the concept of a mother is a mere housewife and a homekeeper, expected to provide proper guidance to her children, to take care of the children and the husband, to clean and manage the house, and to watch the daily needs of the family, which therefore require her 24/7 presence in the home in order to be called ilaw ng tahanan. The concept of the Filipino culture is for the woman to be confined at home. Anything that goes wrong in the house, including the misbehavior of the children, becomes the mother's fault and misgiving.
However, this patriarchal tradition of women staying 24/7 at home was overruled when at some point in time, the demand for domestic helpers abroad was very high, especially in Hong Kong. Hence, number of overseas Filipino workers or OFWs increased, since the job description of the domestic helper fits to the usual duties of women at home, Filipinas were hired to work abroad as house helpers of foreign families. They earned more but were forced to leave their own families in the Philippines.
At this point, the theory of feminism was applied, which states that it is the belief that men and women should be equal in all of the terms, such as politically, economically, and socially. Therefore, feminism gave empowerment to the women and proved that men and women are equal, and that the woman cannot be underestimated, and that she can also perform the role of men as provider of the home. The character of Vilma Santos, Josie, as an OFW, working and providing for her family, proved that women can also do the role of a father who provides the needs of his family. However, this reality was not fully accepted by the society and by her children, especially her eldest daughter Clara, which was the role of Nadine Barreto, who thought that their mother, Josie, decided to leave because she wanted to escape from her responsibilities as a mother.
If people were fair enough, they should not judge Josie as a bad parent who failed to fulfill her role as a mother. She assumed the role of the father who provides for the needs of the family. This act did not make her less of a mother, but instead, the act shows empowerment wherein women can equally do and interchangeably perform tasks and obligations of a father for the benefit of the whole family.
That's exactly the point, JP. In fact, it was a great sacrifice for an OFW mother to leave her children in exchange of their comfortable life. There was a confrontation scene between Josie and her daughter Clara, where Josie poured and burst out her emotions and feelings about the struggles that she had when she was away working abroad alone. Josie recalled that it was really a great sacrifice to serve and to take care of other people over her own family. But she endured the pain. She endured the pain of being alone and away from her family, just to give them a better life.
There are lots of lessons learned and eye-openers in this movie, particularly the extraordinary qualities of women, especially mothers. And I would like to add that women, especially mothers, possess qualities that make her a strong multitask performer.
Definitely. Similar to the character of Vilma Santos in the film, women can work hard for the material needs of the family and at the same time, still give unconditional love and inspiration to her family. These are the modern Filipina who fought for the autonomy, choice, empowerment, meaningful engagement, and respect for her strengths.
Oh well, we had a great discussion. I am excited to our next episode. It will surely be another inspiring topic.
We have a lot of true-to-life stories about OFWs and feminism. So to our audience, expect more inspiring stories of our unsung heroes, our OFWs.
Thank you for listening.
Bye for now and see you in our next episode.